CD 8.
Polly was glad there was no mirror. The best that could be said for the squad's new clothing was that it covered them up. But this was a war. You seldom saw new clothes on anybody. Yet they felt awkward, and there was no sense in that at all. But they looked at one another in the chilly light of dawn and giggled in embarrassment. Wow, Polly thought, look at us, dressed as women. Oddly enough, it was Igorina who really looked the part. She'd disappeared into the other tumble-down room carrying her pack. For 10 minutes the squad had heard the occasional grunt or ouch, and then she'd returned with a full head of hair, shoulder-length hair. Her face was the right shape, missing the lumps and bumps they'd come to know, and the stitches on her forehead shrank and disappeared as Polly watched in astonishment. "Doesn't that hurt?" she said.
"It smarts a bit for a few minutes," said Igorina. "You just have to have the knack, and a special ointment, of course."
"But why is there a curved scar on your cheek now?" said Tonka. "And those stitches are staying."
Igorina looked down demurely. She'd even restyled one of the dresses into a dirndl and looked like a fresh young maid from the beer cellar. Just to look at her was to mentally order a large pretzel.
"You've got to have something to show," she said, "otherwise you're letting down the clan. And actually, I think the stitches are rather fetching."
"Well, okay," Tonka conceded, "but lisp a bit, will you? I know this is completely wrong, but now you look, oh, I don't know, weird, I suppose."
"Okay, line up," said Jackram. He stood back and gave them a look of theatrical disdain. "Well, I've never seen such a lot of washerwomen in all my life," he said. "I wish you all the luck you're bleeding well going to need. There'll be someone watching the door for you to come out, and that's all I can promise. Private Perks, you're acting unpaid corporal on this one. I hope you've picked up one or two little lessons on our stroll. In and out, that's what you should do. No famous last stands, please. When in doubt, kick them in the nadgers and scarper. Mind you, if you frighten them like you frighten me, you should have no trouble."
"Are you sure you won't join us, Sarge?" said Tonka, still trying not to laugh.
"No, lad, you won't get me in skirts. Everyone has their place, right? The place where they draw the line, well, that's mine. I'm pretty steeped in sin one way and another, but Jackram always shows his colours. I'm an old soldier. I'll fight like a soldier does, in the ranks, on the battlefield. Besides, if I went in there simpering in petticoats, I'd never hear the end of it."
"The Duchess says there is a different path for Sergeant Jackram," said Wazza.
"And I don't know if you don't frighten me worst of all, Private Goom," said Jackram. He hitched up his equatorial belt. "You're right, though. When you're inside, I shall nip down nice and quiet and slip into our lines. If I can't raise a little diversionary attack, my name's not Sergeant Jackram. And, since it is Sergeant Jackram, that proves it. Ah, there's plenty of men in this man's army that owe me a favour." He gave a little sniff and added, "Or wouldn't say no to my face. And plenty of likely lads who'll want to tell their grandchildren they fought alongside Jackram too. Well, I'll give them their chance at real soldiering."
"Sarge, it'll be suicide to attack the main gates," said Polly.
Jackram slapped his belly. "See this lot?" he said. "It's like having your own armour. Bloke once stuck a blade in this up to the hilt and was surprised as hell when I nutted him. Anyway, you lads will be making so much fuss the guards will be distracted, right? You're relying on me, I'm relying on you. That's military, that is. You give me a signal, any signal. That's all I'll need."
"The Duchess says your path takes you further," said Wazza.
"Oh, yeah," said Jackram jovially. "And where's that, then? Somewhere with a good pub, I hope."
"The Duchess says it should lead to the town of Scritz," said Wazza.
She said it quietly while the rest of the squad were laughing, not so much at Jackram's comment as a way of losing some of the tension. But Polly heard it. Jackram was really, really good, she thought. The fleeting expression of terror was gone in an instant.
"Scritz? Nothing there," said Jackram. "Dull town."
"There was a sword," said Wazza.
Jackram was ready this time. There was not a flicker of expression, just the blank face that he was so good at. And that was odd, Polly thought, because there should have been something, even if it was only puzzlement.
"Handled lots of swords in my time," he said dismissively.
"Yes, Private Holter."
"There's one thing you didn't tell us, Sarge," said Tonka,
lowering her hand. "Why is the regiment called the Ins and Outs?"